the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, man.
There we go.
Hey, how are you?
Y'all having some problems back there?
I guess.
Sure does seem like it.
Well, congratulations on a thrilling overtime win over your arch-rival Redskins.
Well, it's really refreshing to watch the other team have to curse their kicker for a change. And I've always said a win is a win is a win, and we're very pleased.
Well, you should be. And, yeah, your kicker doesn't miss, does he?
No, he's been doing very well, although that was a little bit closer than I would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I fined him $25,000.
Just for getting close to missing it?
And old Tony Thromo sure has strung together some pretty nice little games.
Yeah, he has.
Although he almost blew it for us with that calling a timeout there when we were out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, the old rat T. Shanahan saved Tony south of the border ass on that.
I thought you liked Mike Shanahan.
I do, but it is funny that he has those little rat teeth sticking out there.
Yeah.
I always want to kind of just wander over there and just kind of stick a little cube of cheese in his mouth to see what he'll do. Watch him nibble it off my hand.
So are you starting to think playoffs now, Jerry, that you've got a little three-game winning streak going here?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, Jody. Which one are you?
I'm George.
Oh, the one before, yeah.
Yeah.
We got some things we need to address and things and areas in which that we could, if we are going to get better, that we will.
Don't follow you.
I'm not terribly impressed by that terrorist we got returning our kicks now.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorist.
Yeah, what's his name? Kamikaze Swan Song.
No.
A quasi Wasuansa.
Whatever it is. But in our defense, we still got some things there that we need to be, if we are going to be looking at when we're examining it.
Uh-huh.
Our defense, a lot of times there, looked shakier than Michael J. Fox and Muhammad Ali in an earthquake.
Sorry?
What?
Jerry?
Or any two celebrities. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just an earthquake really rattles people. I mean, it really...
Okay. We're gonna let you get away with that one, barely.
I'm going to feel bad for the rest of the day.
Well, I was just trying to think of somebody who was famous in the 80s, somebody who was famous in the 70s. And
okay.
Of course, it... you still with me, George?
Yeah, barely, but yeah.
The point is the defense is shaky.
Yeah, the defense, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Of course, it didn't help our defense any yesterday that the Sean Lee had what looked like a hornet's nest strapped to his hand during the game.
That is weird.
That is weird. I kind of want to go over there and get some honey out of it or something like that. Now, one change that I've been talking with my staff this morning and we've decided to make on the defensive side of the ball,
mm-hmm,
is that we're going to start requiring Rob Ryan to wear a hairnet during the game. He had a 10-inch hair get into the Gatorade bucket during the game, and it damn near made everyone start vomiting on the sideline.
So for sanitary reasons.
Very nasty.
Just like a restaurant.
Yeah. That's right. And I don't know if it was reported on by, who writes for the Dallas Morning News about the Cowboys?
No, David Moore?
Yeah, I guess David Moore. Does he really write? I just thought he appeared on your station.
He does both.
But I did something very crazy and reckless when we went up by 10 points. I drunk dialed Dan Snyder's suite, started trash talking. I told him that if we lost, I'd rip off my current facelift and reveal the Mason Verger face that I really have underneath.
You were drunk in the first quarter?
Of course I was.
Yeah, they got up 10-0.
I actually called the first quarter the top half of the first half.
Oh, that's wrong.
Jeez.
It's wrong.
I'm an NFL GM. I can say that because that is proper.
Hey, it's a big week for you. You got Thanksgiving.
Yeah, did you know about that?
Yeah, I did know about that.
Well, yeah, we got Thanksgiving this week in about 2 weeks, and we're very happy with that. And don't forget our star, Enrique Iglesias, is performing at halftime on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
He's the one that's married to that hot communist Anna Kournikova.
No, yeah.
Believe me, I'll be asking to look at his fingers.
Oh, Jerry.
That's
maybe,
enough.
Maybe some lowering of the nostrils, sir.
Oh,
hey, is there a bigger kick in the scrot than Tony Siragusa?
No. No.
He wears me out. That,
yeah.
That goomba ought to be on a toilet, not a microphone.
God.
Oh,
he's an iffy meatball away from releasing a river of filth into the American water supply.
All right.
You know, I always think they ought to set up an all-you-can-eat buffet just out of microphone range and watch their ratings triple.
Man, you got it out for Siragusa.
Good morning to you.
All right, we'll
good morning.
That is Fake Jerry with us.